Nolte, Trevor Noah exits The Daily Show a total failure. By John Nolte on December 9, 2022. Trevor Noah exited The Daily Show Thursday night, leaving tens of people wondering what they will do without him and 329,632,000 people asking who? Trevor Noah? The Daily Show? Comedy Central? None of that rings a bell? Yeah, me neither. Noah replaced Jon Stewart as The Daily Show host in 2015. Stewart was also a ratings failure, gathering only a little over a million viewers every night. Noah, however, seemed determined to prove there is a number less than zero and proceeded to lose about 75% of Stewart's already minuscule audience. Well, Comedy Central is at long last rid of Trevor ratings poison Noah. This is a moment where I'll be making time for family, for friends, to travel a little bit more, Noah told Daily Show correspondent Desi Leidick. I'm not leaving for a movie, I'm not leaving for another show. I don't have anything lined up for, sick, at the moment. Noah took a final sip from his mug and placed it under his desk as the camera panned to a cheering audience, of tens. What? Trevor Noah doesn't have anything lined up? Well, I can hardly believe it. This phenom, this superstar, this voice of a generation doesn't have an even bigger gig waiting in the wings? Go on. This seems absurd. Why, after Jon Stewart left The Daily Show he directed a feature film that no one watched, signed a lucrative deal with HBO that was cancelled before it premiered, and is now hosting a show on Apple TV that attracts about a tenth as many viewers as Trevor Noah. If a good dog like Jon Stewart can benefit from left-wing affirmative action, why not Noah? The good news is that these tens of Daily Show fans will still be able to enjoy their cherished program. Already Comedy Central has lined up a series of has-been guest hosts who are even bigger failures than Jon Stewart and Trevor Noah. Serial groper and disgraced former U.S. Senator Al Franken. Chelsea Handler, who is so awful Netflix canceled her. Leslie Jones, who I'm told is only funny when she falls down and gets hit by a cream pie. John Leguizamo, who should be replaced by Al Pacino for the lols. Aging comedian Sarah Silverman, who's become as uptight as Margaret Dumont. As you can see, The Daily Show legacy will continue. It's a legacy of failure, but whatever. Bye, Felicia.